Good evening, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. Mrs. David and Orly Simai. It's a schus for Zivik for Yaakov Aaron Ben Rochel, and either Nishmas Falkobas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shlomo Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Aaron Ben Moshe, and Isha Gittel Bas Rav Eliezer Manoach, and for Shlomo for Yitzchok Ben Sorot David Shimon Ben Esther, Adiel Shmuel Ben Rosemary, and Mordechai Ben Sora. We mentioned from the Goyin, I believe it was last time, that underlying the direct causes of the Churban Bayis Sheni being the Sinas Chinom, this petty hatreds between people, like in the Mice of Kamtze Bar Kamtze, and Loshen Hora, the Chofetz Chaim says, was really an underlying chisaron in the midas habitochon. Because if a person trusts Hashem, you hurt me, you can't hurt me, everything's from Hashem. Or am I getting upset at you? That's for my benefit. That's why Hashem wants me to have this, whatever the reason may be. I may not understand it, but I know. Speak Lashon Hara, be upset about, be upset at somebody, angry. Shem runs the world. I rely on him. He takes care of me. I have nothing to worry about. All these things are too petty for me to get involved in. So he says, Bitochen is really an underlying factor. And therefore, the more we work to strengthen our Bitochen, the more hashpo we have in mitigating the travails of the Golos, and hopefully, Be'ezah Hashem, ending the Golos and bringing the Yeshua and the Binyan Beis HaMikdosh b'mheiro b'yomeinu. So I wanted to share a thought that arose out of a reading of the Beis Halevi on the Beis Halevi's Maimer on Bitochen, and where he says that, he brings a posuk, Cheredas Odom Yitein Mokesh, the fear of a person will make a stumbling block. Ubeiteach b'Hashem Yisubov. And one who puts his trust in Hashem will be elevated. That which a person is fearful from something, he's afraid of something, and he doesn't put his trust in Hashem. That's the cause to put a stumbling block in front of him that wasn't even there before. Not so if he's boteach b'Hashem, then he'll be saved. Gam mehatzora shehubayin inos, even from the tzora that he's in now already, he'll be saved. What does this mean? I think it means as follows. There's a tzora. If you're cheredas odom, you're afraid and you're not boiteach, then you're creating a moikesh, and his loshen is goyrem lo shenosin lepon of moikesh shaloi hoya klal mikoydem. He's goyrem a moikesh that wasn't there. He's got a problem that wasn't there. What does that mean? I think what it means is as follows: that the concept of problems, the concept of challenges, the concept of threats and difficulties, and complications in our lives, they're really a mirage. They're a figment of our imagination. They don't really exist yet. The threat is there. The figment of our imagination is there. The mirage is there. But the reality of it depends upon our response to it. Cheredas odom yitein moikesh. If I'm afraid, rather than trusting Hashem, I get overwhelmed. That will bring this mirage, this theoretical tzora, danger, difficulty into reality. Now I have a tzora because of the fact that I responded to the threat of the tzora, to the imagination of the tzora, to the mirage of the tzora. I responded with fear, without bitochen. Now I have assured that there is a tzora. I brought the tzora upon myself. Ubeiteach b'Hashem Yisugov. But if my response to this theoretical tzora, this theoretical problem, this imaginary problem, this mirage of a challenge or a problem, My response is, Boitech Hashem, what? I'm not worried about that. In my world, that doesn't exist because Boitech Hashem Yesuga. If I put my trust in Hashem, everything is up, everything will be taken care of. Memela, I control the weather. I control through my response, either through fear without bitochen, or through bitochen without fear, I actually control whether there is, in fact, a tzorah or not. Tzoras are, and this is what the Beis Halevi seems to be saying, tzoras are theoretical. They are imaginary. They could be there if I respond with fear, without bitochen, trepidation, overwhelmed, such a tzorah, I can't, I'm going out of my mind. Then now I have solidified the tzorah. I have assured that the tzorah will become a reality. I have assured that the tzorah will be there. But Moshteach Hashem Yesugov, if on the other hand, I have my bitochen and Hashem, that's my response, then the tzorah doesn't exist. So look what a power we have in the Midas HaBitochen to literally to control the weather, to control the environment. I'm not talking about the weather, the heat or the cold, but the spiritual environment and the challenges that we have. Those challenges are in my hands, or rather in my heart, to be able to control it, depending upon my reaction. If it's fear, it's a moikish. It's like a stumbling block. There's going to be trouble. If it's b'itech b'Hashem, it elevates me to another world, and these challenges, ke'ilu, they don't even exist. This has to be contrasted with the fact that there is a need for fear, for initial fear. We find, and we've mentioned this before, Yaakov Avinu, when he was approaching Esau, when Esau was approaching him, so it says, Vayiro Yaakov, he was afraid. So the Marikro learns that he forced himself to be afraid because he said, if I don't have fear, then my bitochen is not real. If I'm not afraid of anything, well, I have bitochen, there's no problem. So he forced himself to have fear in order that he should rise to true bitochen. And we find there is such a thing that if we don't have a problem, then it's hard to have real bitochen. I don't have bitochen in Hashem, in Hashem's chesed. I have bitochen because there's no problem to begin with. So it's a very fine line. Mitzad echod, I have to respond with fear to an unknown, to a dangerous situation, because that's going to lead me to true bitochen. He says a good marshal to Mariko. He says, what's a bal stoka? He says, a bal stoka is not someone that money doesn't mean anything to him and he gives it all away. A bal stoka loves his money like his life. And still he gives it away. That's a bal stoka, because he has the challenge and he rises above the challenge. A bal bitochen is not one that's not challenged. Yeah, everything is in place. No, there's a fear. Rabbah even says that a person is roy to be afraid. We learn that out from the Klal Yisrael's response to Midian. Even though they knew that Hashem's going to help them in their milchomas, but there is a response of fear. But we have to quickly rise above that, lest that response of fear should solidify the mirage, should solidify the figment of our imagination, should solidify the theoretical or the imaginary situation that faced us. And then it becomes a reality. But if I take that fear, instant fear, and elevate myself in bitochen with that fear, then b'itech b'Hashem Yesugov, then problems will disappear. They'll be non-existent. They were just like thoughts, theoreticals, like figments of my own imagination. And it's very, very important when we face life's problems to take this very realistic attitude. There's a problem. There is, seems to be a real problem. Everybody thinks it's a problem. Well, I should know that my response is going to not just resolve the problem, but if my response is positive, there is no problem. And if my response is negative, I make the problem. If that's the case, I think we have to have a different view every time we think about life's challenges. There's a challenge. It's not yet really at the stage of challenge. It's theoretical. It's imaginary. It's waiting to see what my reaction will be. And if my reaction is negative, is fear, is the absence of bitochen, then the problem will fester and become reality. If my response is bitochen, not yes, a little bit fear just to get the bitochen juices going, but nothing more than that. B'teach v'Hashem yisugav, I will be exempt from all problems. Well, it's quite obvious that next week we're not going to have a session. Next week at this time will already be Tisha B'Av. Let's hope that any chizuk in bitochen that we've gained through this series should stand us well and the Klal Yisrael well, that this should be the last Tisha B'Av. We still have time for it to be a yontif, not even the last day of mourning, and that we should be zoiche bikore b'yomeinu in the schus of our tshuva and in the schus of amidas habitochim to see the binyan beis hamikdash b'mehirah b'yomeinu and the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mehirah. Call to an easy fast to everybody.